Good evening, everyone, from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball championship style. It is championship night here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, with both of these teams advancing on to play in the NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament Championship, beginning 1 week from tomorrow at Point Lookout, Missouri, on the campus of the College of the Ozarks. It's Dort College versus Morningside this evening. Dort College comes into today's contest 28-4 overall. Morningside is 24-8. Dort College, the regular season champion and the number one seed in the postseason. Morningside, 16-4, the number two seed in the postseason. They have been assured a berth in the national tournament by virtue of the Great Plains Athletic Conference second automatic bid. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma earlier this afternoon about the matchup between these two teams.
Dort College defenders get set to take on the Morningside Mustangs, Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship basketball. Coach, fourth year in a row that Dort College has been in this position, third year in a row that we're playing here. Each of those championships, though, unique, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Morningside, your opponent this evening, a team that... By all accounts, probably playing the best basketball or one of the two best teams in the conference right now.
No doubt about it, Mike. You know, I think you look at what they've done since the middle of January, it's been very impressive. Just scoring a lot of points, scoring it with different personnel. They've dealt with an injury. They bring some kids off the bench that are really good basketball players. I think they're probably the deepest team in the league in that regard. So a team that obviously is playing really well right now.
They score a lot of points. How do you try to slow them down? Or, first of all, can you slow them down?
Yeah, I'm not sure we can. We got to do a better job than what we've done so far. 103 points and, I believe, 100. So that's not a real good average. That said, I don't know that you can hold them into the 70s. But we certainly have to do a better job than what we've done. I think in order to slow them down a little bit, it really comes down to transition defense. And I think the best way to maybe attack that is what we've done well all year, and that's at the offensive boards. After that, we just have to rotate back and try to keep them from making a quick strike offensively, and then just do the best we can in the final 20 feet of the floor.
Danny Rudine, a senior, and he's playing good basketball right now as well, putting up a lot of points. It's not often you see seniors finish strong, but we're seeing that from several seniors this season, him included.
No doubt about it. Right now he's averaging 30 points a game throughout the GPAC tournament after two games. He's a load, scores in a lot of different ways. He, along with the rest of the team, drive the ball so well, and then if they get fouled, they convert. He's 17 out of 17 in two GPAC tournament games so far. That just makes him a really hard player to stop right now.
3 years ago, you played Sioux Falls at Sioux Falls, a must-win situation in a championship game. 2 years ago, you came in as the number one seed. Northwestern came in and beat you. Last year, you were the number two seed. You were fortunate, though, to host. How do you approach this game with national tournament berths wrapped up for both teams? Does that change your approach at all?
Not really. I think we look at it as just an opportunity to play and compete versus stay home and be idle. I think the fact that you're able to get out and play against a quality opponent, I think, can only serve as well. There's just no way you can match a 40-minute game intensity-wise in a practice. You're just not deep enough to do it. You can try to run up and down, and you can condition and that stuff, and that's fine. And we'll do that between now and Nationals for sure a time or two. But in terms of just competing at a really high level, it can't be matched in practice. So I think that's probably what we take away from this more than anything. In terms of winning and losing, what ramifications are going to have when the seedings come out tomorrow night, the pairings come out, I'm not sure it's going to matter a whole lot, to be quite honest. That said, as long as we're going to play, we're going to do the best we can to try to win it. But it is a unique situation with these conference tournaments and what they mean when teams already have things locked up. I'd like to think that for us, we have two seniors who are going to be playing their last game here. Two seniors who have really led us to an outstanding season when we weren't really expected to do this well. And I think our younger kids have really appreciated that and are going to play really hard for Austin and Kyle tonight. And I think that's probably going to be the best thing about this evening.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a closer look at the Mustangs. They're averaging 86.9 points per game, 78.3 points per contest defensively. Mustangs make 49.3% of their field goals, 41.4% of their three-point baskets. Teams are converting a little over 45% of their field goals against the Mustangs. Morningside holds a 36.4, 32.2 rebounding advantage. Morningside has converted 627 of 818 free throws for 76.7% success, and opponents are 5 of 9 of 699 for 72.8%. Danny Redeen scores a team-high 20.8 points per game with 4.9 rebounds, and he has 103 assists and 24 steals. Kyle Nichols scores 12.8 points per game and grabs 6 rebounds, and he has made 61.5% of his field goal attempts. Steve O'Neill drops in 12.1 points per game and leads the team with 138 assists. Tanner Miller is scoring 10.1 points per game. Rudine is making 48.5% of his three-point shots and 90.7% of his free throws. Andrew Kristen comes off of the bench for 7.3 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Rudine has led the Mustangs in scoring in 22 of 32 games and has a season-high 36 points scored. That happened against Dakota Wesleyan in the semifinal round in the GPAC tournament. Let's pause now for our national anthem. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We told you about Morningside. Here are the Dort College notes. Dort College is averaging just a shade under 90 points per game, 89.9 points per contest to be exact. They allow 77.8 points per game. Dort's shooting percentage is 48.6 overall and 37.9% from the three-point line. Opponents convert 44.5% of their field goals. Dort College has made 723 of 997 free throws this season for 72.5% success. The defenders are led by Kyle Lindbergh, 16.8 points per game average. He also gets 10.8 rebounds per game. Lindbergh converts 51.5% of his field goals and has 93 assists, 48 blocks, and 37 steals. Dalton Frankens averages 15.5 points per game, and he latches on to 4.4 rebounds per outing. Austin Kachi's scoring average is 14.3 points per game, and he gets to 4.3 rebounds and has made 44.7% of his three-point bucket attempts. Nathan Rindle scores 12.6 points per game and converts 48.4% of his field goals, has a team-high 110 assists with 28 steals. Tyler Woltersdorf has lifted his scoring average to 12 points per game, and he has a 4.2 rebounding average. David Den Herter comes off of the bench for 6.5 points and 4.5 rebounds, and he is making 62.3% of his field goals. Alex Terpster and Brian Sumner score 5.0 and 4.8 points per game, with Sumner converting 46.1% of his three-point tries. Here's your starting lineup for Dort College. It'll be Nathan Rindle, 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado. Number 21, Austin Kachi, a 6'4 senior from Orange City, Iowa. Number 31, Kyle Lindbergh, a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida. Number 33, Dalton Frank, and a 6'4 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 15.5 points per game. And Tyler Woltersdorf averages 12 points per game. He's number 35. He's a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center. For Morningside, it'll be Danny Rudine, a 6'3 center, a senior from Sioux City, Iowa, averaging 20.8 points per game. Steve O'Neill's a 6'1 junior from Council Bluffs, Iowa, averaging 12.1 points per game. Ryan Techmeyer's a 6-foot freshman from Davenport, Nebraska. Number 24 is Tanner Miller, a 6'1 junior from Gretna, Nebraska. And number 44 is a 6'6 sophomore from Pella, that is Kyle Nichol. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Opening tap on the way, and it's controlled by the Dort College defenders. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up is Nathan Rindles. Rindles passes over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball to Lindbergh. Lindbergh spins, puts it up, off the glass, good. Lindbergh gets the shot. And Kyle Nickel will bring it up. Nickel with the basketball. Nickel comes back left side over to Danny Rudine. Rudine gives it up to Nickel. Nickel underneath. His shot is good. Nickel with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders are tied up 2-2. 2-2 our score. With it on the right side is Franken. Franken over to Kachi. Kachi with it on the right wing. Kachi spots up. 17-footers off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh is fouled on the play. Lindbergh is fouled on the inbounds play. 19:05 remaining in the first half. Fouls called on Kyle Nickel. Nickel with the basketball. Lindbergh going to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. Kyle Lindbergh's first free throw is up and through. So Lindbergh makes his first one. He's got another one on the way. 3-2 our score. Another free throw coming. So Kyle Lindbergh, left-handed free throw shooter. It's up and down. Lindbergh makes them both. And the Dort College defenders lead it 4-2. 4-2 our score, Dort College in front. Morningside basketball. On the left side with it is Tanner Miller. Miller, kick out pass O'Neill. O'Neill, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped around, controlled by Morningside. Kick out pass, three on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball, coming back the other way. Walterstorff with it on the left side, shakes right, goes left. His shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Morningside and Ryan Techmeyer. Techmeyer whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number three on Morningside. And should be just two team fouls, I believe, on the Morningside Mustangs. First free throw on the way by Tyler is up and good. No good, I should say. Tyler Walterstorff, another free throw on the way. This one's up, and that one's through. So Tyler Walterstorff makes one of two free throws, and the Dort College defender lead is 5-2. Three-pointer on the other end by Rudine, and Rudine buries it. Danny Rudine with the three-point bucket, 18:29 left to go in the first half. We're tied 5-5. Shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Coming back the other way with it, the Morningside Mustangs. They hand it off to Rudine. Rudine, layup good. Danny Rudine with the two-point bucket. He's got five, and the Mustangs lead 7-5. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh looking for the backdoor cut. Hands it off to Rindles. Rindles, left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, three, got it. Tyler Walterstorff with the three-point bucket. Dort College leads 8-7. Quickly back the other way, Morningside with the basketball. They give it up to Rudine. Rudine on the left side, O'Neill. O'Neill to a posting up. Morningside Mustang player Bryce Cook, three on the way, is good. Knocking down the three is Ryan Techmeyer. Techmeyer makes it 10-8, and both teams coming out scalding hot. With it, right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right wing. Lindbergh shovels it back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi back over to Franken. Franken sizes up the three, puts it up, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Mustangs up and running. Steve O'Neill. O'Neill hands it to Rudine. Rudine, layup good. Danny Rudine with a two-point bucket. Morningside leads 12-8. Dort College is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Dort College. Back with more after this. All right, now a track meet. Dort College trailing 12-8. And Kyle Lindbergh hands it off to Nathan Rindles. Rindles will walk it up for the defenders. Dort College down four. With a basketball out front, Rindles. Rindles setting the offense. He passes to David Denherter. Denherter checked in at the last break. Denherter left side, Rindles. Rindles into the lane, and he's called for traveling. Bobbled it as he went to the spin move. Gets called for the travel. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside with the basketball. 17 minutes remaining, first half. Bringing it up is Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. Techmeyer out front. He's going to drive right side. Nothing there. Gives it up O'Neill. O'Neill left side to Kristen. Andrew Kristen hands it off. And the driving layup with the right hand on the baseline is Bryce Cook. Cook makes it a 14-8 lead. Morningside. Into the front court with the basketball is Nathan Rindles. Rindles left side to Franken. Franken on the wing. Dalton Franken down to the baseline. Nothing there. Dalton feeds it out front. Nathan Rindles. Rindles working against O'Neill. Posting up Lindbergh. Lindbergh off of the glass. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point bucket. He's got six. Dort College trails 14-10. Saving it in is Rudine on the other end. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lindbergh into the front court. Turnover by Morningside. Down to the baseline is Rindles. Rindles looking down low, rifles it underneath to Franken. Franken layup good. Dalton Franken on the backdoor cut makes it a 14-12 ball game. Dort College down two. Morningside basketball with it out front. Techmeyer. Techmeyer feeds it left side. Kristen. Kristen. Lob pass over the top. It's taken away off of the backboard. Here's Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball out front. Alex Terpstra with it on the right side. Backdoor cut again. Franken. Franken missed a shot. Gets his own rebound back. Fires it out front. Terp. Terp. Three. Got it. Three-point bucket for Alex Terpstra. And the Dort College defenders regain the lead at 15-4 with a 7-0 run. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Morningside. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Both teams burning timeouts early. We are less than 5 minutes into the contest, and both teams have used a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Three-point bucket by Ryan Techmeyer from the top of the key, and he's got his season average already. 17-15, Dort College. With the basketball, out front is Lindbergh. Lindbergh drives in, shot is up, no good, and they call a goaltending. Basket interference on Bryce Cook. Dort College knots it at 17-0 on the bucket by Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with eight. 15-15 remaining in this first half of this track meet. Lob pass down low to Cook, and he is fouled by Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal. His first. Austin Kachi will check back into the game. Checking in for Dort College is Kachi. Checking out is Rindles. Throwing the ball in for Morningside will be Techmeyer. Techmeyer will throw it in against David Denherter, who's guarding the inbounds pass. Morningside basketball. Dort College defends it well. They get it into the corner, Rudine. Rudine, spin move, kick out. They give it left side. This is Techmeyer with it again. He's got a couple of buckets already to his credit. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Morningside basketball. Getting the block put up that time was Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a block on Andrew Kristen. And Kristen and Lindbergh tied up on the play. Jump ball, it's Morningside basketball. Morningside to throw it in. Techmeyer again looking for someone to throw to. He throws over the top, well into the backcourt, and bringing it up will be Tanner Miller. Miller with the basketball. Tanner Miller setting the offense. Miller goes left side. This is Techmeyer. Techmeyer gives it up Rudine. Rudine right side, Kristen. Kristen back to Miller. Miller, Rudine. Rudine into the corner, Techmeyer. Nine to shoot. He drives the lane and somehow winds his way through the lane for the finger roll. Techmeyer with 8 points. Morningside leads 19-17. 14:30 remaining in this first half. Down to the baseline is Terpstra. Puts it up. It's blocked. Here comes Morningside. Rudine. Rudine hands it off to Miller. Miller into the front court. Miller gives to Techmeyer. Techmeyer back to Miller. Miller swing pass over the top. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. No good. Did Kristen. A little out of his range. Dort College with the basketball. Lindbergh. Lindbergh behind the back. Dribble. Nothing there. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Goes Terpstra. Terpstra, three off the mark. No good that time. Rebound tapped out and a foul on the play called on Dort College. Foul's going to go on David Denherter. For Denherter, that is foul number one. 19-17, Dort College down two. Denherter will check out of the game. Terpstra checks out. Franken is on the floor along with Tyler Waltersdorf. Brian Sumner, Austin Kachi, and Dalton Franken, along with Kyle Lindbergh, making up the five for the defenders. Morningside basketball, Miller. Miller goes left side. This is O'Neill. O'Neill, round the horn they go. Right side to Kristen. Kristen to O'Neill. O'Neill underneath Nickel. Nickel layup good. Kyle Nickel with 4 points. Morningside opens up a 4-point gap, 21-17. 13:35 left to play, first half. Sumner, left side it goes to Franken. Franken down to the baseline. His jumper short, no good. Lindbergh shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Andrew Kristen. Kristen whistled for the personal foul, his first. Team foul number 4. Free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with 8 points so far tonight. 21-17, Dort College down 4. Lindbergh, free throw, eyes it, flies it, buys it. Another one on the way for Lindbergh. Brian Sumner checks out of the game. Rindles checks back in. Nice-sized crowd on hand again for tonight's contest. Pretty similar to what we had on Saturday when Dort College and Hastings faced off. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tapped out, though, by Franken, controlled by Rindles. Dort College can tie it with a three. Goes right side to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Tyler will drive in, puts it up, draws the contact, and that's foul number 2 on Andrew Kristen. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line for a pair. So Kristen whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 2 on him. He's been a handful for Dort College to stop this entire season. So that's foul number 2 on Kristen. Tyler Walterstorff to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 13:19 left to go, first half. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Tyler's first free throw is up and through. He's 2 for 3 today. Another one on the way for Walterstorff. And we've got a jersey change. Our score. Second free throw by Walterstorff. No good. And it's 21-19. 21-19 our score, Dort College. Down 2. Walterstorff makes 1 of 2. With it out front is Shane Hennen. Hennen around the horn. Left side it goes to Rudine. Rudine gives it up. Left corner to Tanner Miller. And Miller is fouled before the shot. Dave Egge whistling that foul before the shot attempt. Dalton Franken whistled for the personal, his first. Inbounding the basketball will be O'Neill for the Mustangs. O'Neill looking. Still looking, and he throws it to Rudine. Rudine chases it into the backcourt. Rudine over the basketball, Morningside leading by 2. They've led by as many as 6. Into the corner, three-pointer, O'Neill, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Tyler gives it back over to Kyle. Kyle into the front court against Nickel. Sidesteps Nickel, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Steal by Dort College. Coming back the other way is Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath Rindles. Rindles layup good. Nathan Rindles with a two-point bucket. We're tied 21-all. 12:30 left to play in the first half. Morningside with the basketball. They lob it over the top to Nickel. Nickel layup good. Dort College has to find a solution for that. Kyle Nickel with 6 points. Dort College trails 23-21. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball on the left side. They give it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Nickel. That's Kyle against Kyle. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lost his dribble. Picks it up. Gives it up. Now back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it facing up against Nickel. No-look pass underneath. Walterstorff shot up on the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Nickel. Here comes Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. This is Miller. Miller goes to O'Neill. O'Neill over the basketball. Looking down low. They find Nickel. Nickel bucket good. He's got 8. Nickel makes it a 25-21 ball game. Dort College down 4. 11:39 left to play in this half. Lindbergh with it on the left side. Kyle looking, has it on the elbow, gives it up to Tyler. Tyler's shot won't go down, but he's fouled on the play, and the foul's going to go on Danny Rudine. Danny Rudine whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on him. More free throws on the way for Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff is 2 for 4 so far from the free throw line. fresh players coming in for both teams. J.D. Bohr, Brian Sumner, and David Den Herter waiting at the bench for the defenders. Free throw by Tyler is up, short, no good. Franken and Kachi are out along with Lindberg. Waltersdorf and Rindle stay on the floor. Waltersdorf trying to make it a three-point ball game with a made free throw here. 11:27 left to play in this first half. Well, you heard Coach Ross Dalma saying 100 points was too much to give up tonight. Right now, both teams right on pace for close to 100 points. Waltersdorf makes one of two free throws. Dort College trails 25-22. Rudine, left side it goes. Into the corner with the basketball is Techmeyer. Techmeyer comes back, left side, gets the return pass, and now we've got a foul called away from the ball. It's going to go on David Den Herter, I believe, and David has just picked up his second personal foul. So that's team foul number four on the defenders. Kyle Lindberg will check into the ballgame. David Den Herter is going to have to check out with two personals. It's team foul number four on the defenders. Morningside has 16 fouls, so Dort College nearing the bonus. Inbounding the basketball, Morningside. They go into the corner, Rudine. Rudine fires it right side. Shot on the way by Miller, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Kyle into the front court. They help off him. Drives in. Shot is no good, but Kyle Nickel whistled for the personal foul. Kyle Nickel whistled for the personal, and I believe that's two on him. And that means Morningside will go to the bench with Bryce Cook. Kyle Lindberg to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Free throws on the way for Lindberg. Two of them for the left-hander from Margate. First one is good. He's got another one coming. 25-23 can make it a one-point ball game here. Kyle Nickel has been plagued by foul trouble most of this season. Every time you check a box score, he's got four or five fouls by the time the night is over. Second free throw on the way is up, and that one's short, no good. And Tyler Waltersdorf has just picked up a personal foul on the rebound attempt. 25-23, Morningside. Up two. Waltersdorf has just picked up his first personal foul. Dort College on defense. Lindberg makes one of two that time. He's 4 for 6 tonight. Into the corner, three, no good. Rebound cleared out by Sumner. Here comes Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Nathan into the front court. Nathan, left side, tie. Tie, three ball, no. Rebound tap, controlled by J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr with the basketball. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler with it, looking right side, Sumner. Sumner in the corner, back over to Rindles. Rindles, spin move, kicks it back over to Tyler. Tyler off of the glass, good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 8 points, and we're deadlocked at 25. 10:20 remaining, first half. Left side pass for the basketball is Rudine. Rudine around the horn they go. Miller, Miller, Rudine, Rudine, top of the key. Comes back right side, back over to Tanner Miller. Miller to Cook. Cook is fouled on the play, and Tyler Waltersdorf has just picked up his second personal foul. So Tyler has picked up his second. Franken and Kachi are back in for the defenders. Waltersdorf will check out. Brian Sumner checks out of the game. It's team foul number six on the defenders. So free, and then no free throws yet for Morningside. Ryan Techmeyer to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop for the Mustangs. Techmeyer tossing it in, looking, still looking, throws it over the top to the safety valve, Rudine. Rudine with it, comes back right side. Techmeyer works in against Rindles. Comes back out front, O'Neill. O'Neill splits the defense, too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside and Cook. Cook spins into the lane, his shot is good. Bryce Cook with a two-point bucket. Morningside retakes the lead at 27-25. Kyle Lindberg gets called for a travel out front. They say he drug his pivot foot with 9:43 left to go in the first half, and Morningside gets the ball back. Morningside to inbound the basketball. Throwing it in is Steve O'Neill. O'Neill with it at the top of the key. This is Techmeyer, beg your pardon. Puts the shot up, blocked by Lindberg, picked up by Cook on the perimeter. comes back to Techmeyer. Techmeyer looking down low for Cook. Now Techmeyer back out front to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Round the horn they go, left side O'Neill. O'Neill down to the baseline, and a reach-in foul called on Austin Kachi. And Austin picks up the personal. His first team foul, number 7, and Morningside is at the free throw line for the 1-1. Steve O'Neill shooting the 1 and the bonus. Sumner and Terpstra checking into the game on the bonus situation. J.D. Bohr and Austin Kachi check out of the game. Lindbergh, Franken, and Rindle stay on the floor. Inbounding the shooting the 1-1 will be O'Neill. O'Neill, left-handed free throw is up and through. It's a three-point lead now for the Mustangs. Dort College has been playing from behind most of this half. Every time Dort College has come back and tied it, Morningside has had an answer. New player checking in for Morningside is Keithan Karn. He did not play on Saturday. Second free throw is up and through. So O'Neill makes both free throw attempts. Dort College trails 29-25. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles on the left elbow. He feeds it down low, Lindbergh. Do they bring the double team? Once he puts it on the floor, they will. Shot no good. Blocked by Cook. Here comes Morningside. Morningside with the basketball, O'Neill. O'Neill comes back right wing. Shot on the way for three is good. The line drive goes through that time for Tanner Miller. And the Dort College defenders trail 32-25. Rindles comes back over to Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles left side to Sumner. Sumner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh is called for a charging foul. Kyle Lindbergh whistled for the personal. His first. Team foul number 8, that's a player control foul, so no free throws here for Morningside. Morningside leads 32-25, and they have a chance to build on the advantage. Pass left side to O'Neill. O'Neill to Cook. Cook, pass over the top, taken away by Den Herger. Here comes North College. Franken over the basketball. Franken drives in, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Morningside, and that, my friend, is a makeup call. Tanner Miller gets called for a reach-in foul out front. That probably wasn't a reach-in foul. Kyle Lindbergh got called for a charge. That was a 50-50 call at best. And somehow, they even it all out. Dort College will be shooting a free throw when we're back in just a little bit. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more in a moment. 32-25, Dort College down by 7. 1-1 opportunity here for Franken. Dalton makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 3 points for Franken. 32-26 pending the free throw. So a second free throw on the way for Franken. This one is up and good. So Franken makes both free throws. Dort College keeping themselves within striking distance at the free throw strike. With it out front is O'Neill. O'Neill gives to Rudine. Rudine over the basketball. Rudine passes over to Kern. Keithan Kern with the basketball. Kern goes to Techmeyer. Techmeyer drives in, and a charging foul called on Ryan Techmeyer. Techmeyer whistled for his second personal foul. Dort College trailing 32-27. Shaken up on the play is Techmeyer. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. And Brian Sumner will throw it in to Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, takes it across the timeline. Rindles with it in between the circles. He passes right side to Terpstra. Terpstra back over to Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball to Franken. Franken gets a step, puts it up, shot is good. Dalton Franken with 6. Dort College trails by 3, 32-29. With the basketball is Tanner Miller. Miller gives it up to Rudine. Rudine around the horn. They go left side with the basketball. is Keithan Karn. Karn to Cook. Cook, O'Neill. O'Neill, three ball. Off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Here comes North College. 32-29. Franken driving in. Right-handed layup, good. Dalton Franken with 8 points. North College trails 32-31. Morningside basketball. Bringing the ball up is Tanner Miller. Miller goes left side to Danny Rudine. Rudine to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill back right side. Miller, Miller three. Off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Dort College shooting for the lead. Terpstra back over to Franken. Franken on the right side. Into the lane. Shovels it off to Rendles. Rendles in traffic. Reverse layup, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Bryce Cook. Bryce Cook whistled for the personal foul. North College shooting for the tie and potentially the lead. 32-31, North College down one. Nathan Rendles to shoot two free throws. First one by Rendles, in and out, no good. 86% free throw shooter, he can tie it here. David Den Herter checks out of the contest. Kyle Lindbergh is in. The only player with two fouls for North College is Waltersdorf in the starting lineup. David Den Herter also has two personals. He checks out. Free throw by Rendles is up, and that one's good. So Rendles makes one of two. And North College deadlocks it at 32. 6:55 left to play in the first half. Rudine, top of the key, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles into the front court. Nathan Rendles loses it. Picks it up, gets it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the baseline. Back to Rendles. Rendles trying to pass it off to Franken. And it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be North College basketball. Terpstra is out. Kachi is in. Good minutes that time by Terpstra, even though he didn't score. Did some good things. Inbounding the basketball will be Nathan Rendles. 6:35 remaining. Rendles gets it in to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner left side over to Franken. Franken picks up his dribble, goes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Drew Dow. Lindbergh spins, gives it up. Rendles. Rendles pumped the hoop and he is fouled. Nathan with a 2-point bucket and the opportunity at the old fashioned 3-point play. 6:24 remaining in this half. 34-32. Rendles now with 5 points and a free throw coming. Rendles' free throw is up and good. Nathan Rendles, the 3-point play, and the North College defenders on a 10-0 run. Pass into the front court. Goes down to the baseline, O'Neill. O'Neill, layup good. Steve O'Neill with a 2-point bucket. 35-34, North College leading by a point. Rendles with the basketball, Kachi. Kachi, top of the key, left side, Sumner. Sumner, Franken. Franken, left corner. Franken comes back over to Rendles. Rendles on the left wing, guarded there by Rudine. Rendles crosses him over, drives the lane, puts it up, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play by Steve O'Neill. Rendles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Nathan Rendles to shoot a pair. 5:58 left to play in this first half. So Rendles first free throw by Rendles is up and good. Second free throw by Rendles is up and good. So Rendles makes both free throws. And the North College defenders on defense. With the basketball, it goes into the corner. Nothing there. North College by three. They dump it off to Dow. Dow shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Taken away by Rendles. Here comes Nathan. Nathan with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers. Drives in. Scoots it up with the right hand. Good. Nathan Rendles with the main basket. North College leads 39-34. 39-34, our score. Driving in is O'Neill, and Franken ties him up. 39-34, our score. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Nathan Rendles with it on the left wing. Feeds it underneath to Lindbergh. Lindbergh fouled from behind. And Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 39-34 our score. 5:15 left to play in this first half. Kyle Lindberg, two free throws. The left-hander puts it up, puts it down. He's got another one coming. Dort College right now in the midst of a run. They were down at one point, 32-25. They've outscored Morningside 15-2, make it 16-2. Lindberg makes both free throws. David Denherter checks into the contest for Kyle Lindberg. That was foul number two on Drew Dow, by the way. Morningside with the basketball. Left side it goes Danny Rudine. Rudine at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Miller. Miller with the basketball back to Rudine. Rudine at the top of the key. Feeds it into the left corner. Nothing there. Rudine. Rudine to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Right side O'Neill. O'Neill on the wing. O'Neill back to Rudine. Rudine, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Denherter. Denherter's pass tipped, controlled by Rindles. Here's Nathan, head full of steam. Nathan dumps it off Franken, layup good. Dalton Franken with 12. Dort College leads 43-34. With it on the right side is Miller. Miller dumps it off. Nothing there for Cook. Cook puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Denherter. Denherter, Franken. Franken, Sumner. Sumner, spin move. Layup, good! Brian Sumner with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 45-34. Morningside basketball. They give it up out front. Miller. Miller, three, good. Tanner Miller with six. Dort College leads 45-37. 4 minutes remaining. Rindles for the basketball. Crosses over. Drives in. Nothing there, and he's going to be called for traveling. 8-point advantage for the defenders. David Denherter will check out of the contest. Austin Kachi checks out. Lindberg and Waltersdorf on the floor. Walt playing with two personals. We'll see how long he's able to go. He's going to guard Cook. Lindberg will draw Rodine. Out front, O'Neill. O'Neill passes it off to Rudine. Rudine, it was right in between Rudine and Lindberg, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Morningside. Dort College basketball. Out front is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Comes back out front. Franken. Franken has a seam. Euro step shot is good. Cut the hoop, and he is fouled. Fouled on the play is Franken. That foul is called on the Morningside Mustangs. And that's going to go on Blake Van Gankel. J.D. Bohr back into the game. For Van Gankel, that's foul number one. So Blake Van Gankel whistled for the personal. Frank into the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he drains it. Dalton with 13 now. And the Dort College defender lead is 48-37. Out front with the basketball is Miller. Miller puts it up. The leaner is good. Tanner Miller with 8 points. Dort College leads 48-39. Waltersdorf to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball back over to Sumner. Sumner with it out front. Brian picks up his dribble, goes over to Tyler. Tyler deep right corner. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler back over to J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr to Franken. Franken in traffic. Shot no good there for the tap-in, though, is Kyle Lindberg, and Lindberg is fouled on the play by Bryce Cook. Cook whistled for the personal, his second. Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Lindberg with 14 first-half points. 3:06 left to go in the first half. 50-39, Dort College leading by 11. Pending a free throw. Lindberg's free throw is up. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Nickel. Dort College leads it 50-39. Into the front court is Rudine. Rudine guarded there by J.D. Bohr. Comes back right side over to Miller. Tanner Miller with it on the right wing. Tanner back out front. Driving the lane. Right-handed layup. Missed it. No good. Rebound Nickel. No good. Rebound Lindberg. Lindberg secures the rebound. Brings it back the other way. Kyle driving in. Puts it up. Good. Two-point bucket for Kyle Lindberg. 52-39, Dort College by Baker's Dozen. 2:30 remaining. First half of play. Morningside basketball. Morningside with it on the left side is Shane Hennon. Hennon to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller thought about the three. Passes to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller gives it up to Hennon. Hennon, Miller over high hands. Shot good. Miller with his third three. He's got 11. Dort College leads 52-42. Dort College wants a set play. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball. Out front with it is Lindberg. Comes back. Left side to Sumner. Sumner gives it to Lindberg. Lindberg, hook shot on the baseline. No good. Here comes Morningside. Morningside with a chance to cut the lead down. Driving in. Miller. Miller layup. No good, but a foul on the play. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Tanner Miller. So Dort College moments ago up by 13. Now Morningside trying to cut it down to 8 or 9 with a pair of free throws. First free throw is good for Miller. Morningside cashes in at the free throw line regularly. J.D. Bohr and Tyler Waltersdorf check out of the ballgame. That foul, by the way, was called on J.D. Bohr, and that was his first for the sophomore from Hull. This one's up and good. Miller makes both free throws, 52-44. Into the front court is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles with it on the right side. Rindles picks up his dribble. Backdoor cut, Franken. Franken is fouled on the play. Reach-in foul is going to go against Tanner Miller. That's number two on him. Dalton Franken to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws coming for Franken. That was foul number three on Tanner Miller. I thought it was two, but that's three on him. And they will take a moment. So two free throws coming for Dalton Franken. 1:28 left to play in the first half. First free throw on the way for Dalton is up and no good. He's got another one on the way. Dalton with 13 first half points. Another free throw coming here for Franken, the freshman from Atlantic, Iowa. This one's up and good. So Franken makes one of two. He's 3 for 4. No, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 53-44. 1:20 remaining in the first half. Rudine with the basketball. Rudine out front to Hennon. Hennon working against Sumner. Comes back left side, O'Neill. O'Neill gets a pick and roll from Nickel. Down to the baseline. Cross court pass, it's deflected. Picked up by Hennon. Hennon shot no good. But a foul on the play called on David Den Herter. Den Herter has just picked up his third. Hennon will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So David Den Herter picks up foul number three. First free throw by Hennon is up and good. He's got another one on the way. 53-45, Dort College by 8. Morningside as a team converts nearly 77% of their free throw opportunities. Another free throw on the way for Hennon. That was his first point. This one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Dort College leads by 8. Under a minute to go in the first half. Nathan Rindles for the basketball. Rindles out front. Nathan has it on the left wing. Nathan Rindles for the basketball. Drives in, wraps it around Lindberg. Lindberg outside, Kachi, three ball on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out by Sumner, it's loose. Picked up by O'Neill. Here comes Morningside. Morningside with the basketball, O'Neill. O'Neill, right side, nothing there. 30 seconds remaining in the half. Morningside will hold the ball. 3 second difference, shot clock, game clock. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill, guarded by Rindles. Franken not allowing them to get the ball to Danny Rudine. O'Neill will now dribble. O'Neill with the basketball. 17 feet from the basket. He kicks it out. Three-pointer good from the corner by Hennon. 3 seconds left. 2-1. Here's the shot by Kachi at the buzzer. No good. And we go to the locker room. Our score, Dort College 53, Morningside 48. Back with a recap of the first half right after this.
Thank
you. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading Morningside 53-48. Morningside cuts a 13-point lead down to 5 at the intermission. Morningside led by as many as 6 in the first half. Beg your pardon, they were up 7 at one point, 32-25. York College, though, out of that 32-25 hole, was able to go on a 10-0 run to get up 35-32. Built the lead to as many as 13 at 52-39. And we are now at halftime. Dort College leading Morningside 53-48. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College 17 of 32 from the floor, 2 for 6 on 3, 17 of 25 on free throws, for 53.1%, 33.3%, and 68% respectively. For the Morningside Mustangs, they are 18 of 34 from the floor, 52.9%, 7 of 17 on threes, 41.2%, 5 for 6 on free throws, 83.3%. Dort College holds a 20-16 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Morningside has 7, Dort College has 4. Dort College is led by Kyle Lindberg, 16 points. He's 5 of 8 from the floor with 7 rebounds. 14 points for Dalton Frank, and he's 5 for 9 from the floor and 4 of 5 on free throws. Nathan Rindles has 10. Tyler Walterstorff has 8. 3 for Alex Terpstra and 2 for Brian Sumner. For the Mustangs, they are led by Tanner Miller's 13 points. Ryan Techmeyer has 8. Kyle Nickel has 8. 4 each for Bryce Cook and Shane Hennett. 4 for Steve O'Neill, 7 for Danny Rudin. Rebounding, Kyle Lindberg has 7 for the defenders, 4 for Nathan Rindles, 2 each for Dalton Franken and Tyler Walterstorff. For Morningside, Steve O'Neill has 4, Kyle Nickel has 4 rebounds, Bryce Cook has 4 rebounds. Steve O'Neill has 3 assists, 2 assists for Shane Hennon. Nathan Rindles has 4 assists, Kyle Lindberg has 3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. At halftime in women's play, Northwestern leads Morningside in the Great Plains Athletic Conference Women's Championship game, 46-28. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Morningside basketball. They pass it left side to O'Neill. O'Neill out front. Miller. Miller three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. Walthersdorf feeds Kachi. Kachi will drive in. Puts it up. No good. Tap in by Walthersdorf. No good. Tap in again by Tyler Walthersdorf. Is good. Tyler Walthersdorf with a putback. Dort College back up by 7. 55-48. This has resembled a track meet more than a basketball game. Up and down the floor, these two have gone. Shot no good on the help defense. Nathan Rindles is going to be called for a foul on the dump down low to Kyle Nickel. And Kyle Nickel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Nickel, a sophomore in terms of his basketball eligibility. Played football for 1 year at Morningside before coming over to the basketball side of things. Played last year. And this year has turned into a all-conference caliber performer, averaging 12.8 points per game. Nickel makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Nickel with 9 points. That's foul number two on Nathan Rindles. Rindles with his second personal foul. This one's up and good. So Nickel makes both free throws, and the defender lead is 55-50. Going to be a lot more twists and turns in this one before it's all said and done. Franken over to Walthersdorf, right side to Rindles. Rindles looking down low to a posting up. Dalton Franken. Franken off of the glass, good. Dalton Franken with a 16. Dort College leads 57-50. Into the front court, they pass it to Kristen. Kristen starting the second half. Morningside basketball, Rudine. Rudine to O'Neill. O'Neill drives in, left-handed layup, right side, good. Steve O'Neill with 6. Dort College leads 57-52. Neither team getting defensive stops here early. Rindles, left side it goes. Franken. Franken over the basketball. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, right side. They go underneath Franken. Franken, a lot of contact. No call made. Coming back the other way is Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Morningside, Miller. Miller gives it up. Rudine. Rudine over the basketball. Rudine's going to be called for traveling. He wanted the Euro step, but he got 3 steps instead of 2 the way it looked. And standing on the sideline on crutches is Ryan Techmeyer. Techmeyer has got a shoe off, and he's on crutches. Doesn't look like he'll be returning. Left side it goes Franken. Franken over the basketball, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gives it up. Rindles. Rindles. Kachi. Ball fake. Dumps it back over to Tyler. Tyler off the glass. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. It's tapped out. Controlled by Franken. Franken over to Kachi. Kachi, nothing there. Austin comes back over to Franken. Franken to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler back over to Austin. Austin with the basketball on the right wing. Austin Kachi. Dort College with a 5-point advantage. With the basketball, Lindbergh. A jumper from the elbow, no good. Here comes Morningside. 17:40 remaining. Ball game. Left side is Rudine. Rudine comes back to Miller. Miller, they dump it down low for Nickel. Nickel gets the shot to go, and he's fouled on the play by Dalton Franken. Franken has just picked up his second. Dort College a little late in arriving on the help defense, and now Morningside will go to the free throw line with Kyle Nickel shooting for the 3-point play opportunity. Nickel is 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He's got 12 points already, right at his season average. Free throw on the way for Nickel is up and good. So Nickel with the 3-point play in Morningside is back to within 2 at 57-55. Dort College a set play, it appears. Rindles with it out front. Rindles hands it off to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf working against. He was working against Andrew Kristen. They kicked into the corner over to Kachi. Kachi misses the 3 from the corner. Comes back over to Miller. Miller with the basketball looking down low. They swing it over the top, O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball back to Miller. Miller with it on the right wing. Comes back over to O'Neill. O'Neill driving in, and he's going to be called. A foul is called before the shot. That's going to go on Dalton Franken. That's 3 on him. Sumner and Terpstra are in. Franken and Kachi are out. That shot by Kachi looked good out of the hand. Just didn't go down. Probably the best looking 3 he's taken today. Morningside inbounding. Morningside lead down by 2. O'Neill, 3. Got it. Just a 2. It's tied. 57-57. Morningside storming back from the 13-point deficit. They've tied it at 16-57. 2-point bucket for O'Neill. O'Neill with 8. Dort College with the basketball. Lindbergh. Lindbergh against Nickel. Jump hook in the lane. Good by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with 18. York College leads 59-57. Back the other way, O'Neill. O'Neill, Rudine. Rudine ties it up on the drive on the baseline. 16:34 remaining. Rudine with 9 points. Coming back the other way is Rindles. Rindles to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Sumner. Sumner looking down low. Instead, they go over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Drives in, and he is fouled on the play by Steve O'Neill. O'Neill thought he got all ball, but Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So it's foul number two on O'Neill. First free throw on the way by Rindles is good. So a second free throw coming here for Rindles. He's got 11 points. Trying to make it a two-point ball game again, and Rindles' free throw is good. Rindles with 12. He is 6-for-7 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 61-59. Kick out pass, right side. Comes back over. Three on the way by Kristen, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. Kyle into the front court. Kyle drives in, puts it up with the right hand. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with 20. Dort College leads 63-59. Back it goes Rudine. Rudine down to the baseline, gives it up O'Neill. O'Neill swings it into the corner to Kristen. Kristen comes back, O'Neill. O'Neill three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. One and done, here comes Dort College. Into the front court is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Terp. Terp, three ball, left it short, no good. Rebound tapped out. Coming away with it is Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up. Rindles, Rindles to Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline, nothing there. He retreats back to the wing. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Rindles. Rindles puts it up, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Kristen. Kristen with the basketball, O'Neill. O'Neill into the front court. O'Neill kicks it right side, Rudine. Rudine a step behind the three-point line. Comes back to O'Neill, top of the key. Left side pass, spins it underneath. Nickel, Nickel shot no good. And a foul called over the back on David Denherter. Denherter whistled for the foul on the rebound. It's going to be a push foul. Tyler Walthersdorf will have to check into the game. Checking out David Denherter, so Denherter will be done for a little while. He's got 4 fouls. He's the first player for either team to pick up their 4th. Throwing it in will be Rudine. Rudine throws it in over the top. Finds his man. That's James Wright. Wright playing for the first time. O'Neill, left side, Rudine. Rudine gives it up. Back over to Wright. Wright out front. They give it to O'Neill. O'Neill, Rudine. Rudine driving right wing. Nothing there. Comes back to O'Neill. O'Neill kick out pass. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. Tap in. No good. But a foul on the play called on Dort College, and that's going to go on Brian Sumner. Brian Sumner whistled for the personal. For Brian, that is foul number 1. 14:41 left to play in the ballgame. 14:41 left to play in this game. Dort College by 4. Morningside inbounds to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill comes back over to Rudine. Rudine, kick out, O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball, drives with the left hand, dumps it underneath Rudine. Ball's down on the floor. It's loose, picked up by Morningside. With it on the right side is Rudine. Rudine gives it down into the corner, comes back out to the wing to Rudine. Top of the key, O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball, nothing there. Drops it off inside, might have shuffled his feet. James Wright gets the two-point bucket. Certainly looked like Wright shuffled his feet. Coming back the other way, Rindles. Rindles, Walt. Walt on the left wing. Tyler Walthersdorf for the basketball. Tyler working against Rudine. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner back over to Rindles. Rindles layup good. Nathan Rindles with 14 points. And now a travel called on O'Neill. Alex Terpstra hung back, laid back. And then as the pass was made on the outlet, he came up to try and draw the charge. And O'Neill turns it over on the travel. That was foul number 2, by the way, on Sumner. With the basketball, Rindles. Rindles gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh, ball fake back to Franken. Franken shot is up and good. Dalton Franken with a two-point bucket. He's got 18. Dort College leads 67-61. Morningside with the basketball. Out front, Rudine. Rudine with it. He goes left side to Kern. Keithan Kern gets the return pass down to the baseline, working against Sumner. Sumner not giving any ground. The dump it off, though, and the layup is good by Bryce Cook. He's got six. 67-63. The breakneck pace continues. 13-18 remaining in this contest. Drop it down low for Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up off of the glass. Good. Kyle Lindbergh, 22 points, showing why he is a Player of the Year candidate in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He's having a whale of a game tonight. Rudine on the Morningside half. He's equal to the challenge. Right side pass, Morningside. Lob pass goes down low. Shot off of the glass. Nice looking play that time by the big fella Bryce Cook. He's got eight. 6'5 freshman. He's going to be a handful. 69-65. Dort College by four. Rindles with the basketball out front. Rindles goes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf looking down into the corner. They give it to Cook. Cook facing, that's Lindbergh facing up against Cook. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles caught up in the air, gives it to Lindbergh, and Lindbergh is stripped on the play, and a foul is going to be called on Morningside. Foul called on Bryce Cook, and that's his third. Coach Jim Sykes for Morningside asking what did he do, and I can't blame him. J.D. Bohr to toss the ball in for the defenders. He just checked into the ballgame. Throwing it in, J.D. J.D. gets it to Tyler. Tyler in traffic. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. Two free throws on the way for Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with 10. Shooting two free throws, Tyler. First one on the way. The high archer is up and good. He's got another one on the way, trying to extend it to a six-point ball game again. 70-65, pending the free throw. Second free throw on the way by Ty is up and good. So Walt makes both free throws. He's got a season average of 12 points. Dort College leads 71-65. Morningside basketball, Rudine. Rudine with it on the right side. They give it up to Miller. Miller out front in between the circles. Miller setting the offense. He's guarded there by Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College looks like a zone defense here. Maybe a sagging man-to-man. Oh, it's a zone. Straight up 1-2-2. They pass it down low to Nichols. Nichols, cross-court pass taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle with it. He's going to drive in. Shot is up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh, trying to extend the lead back to eight. Steve O'Neill waiting to check in for Morningside at the bench. He's got 8 points. He'll check back in. Free throw on the way for Kyle is off the mark. No good. Just a little bit too much muscle. Checking out of the contest is James Wright. Wright with a bucket in his minutes. He checks out with his team down six. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh, trying to extend the lead. And Lindbergh's second free throw is good. So Lindbergh makes one of two, and the defender lead is 72-65. 11:48 left to play in this ballgame. Morningside with the basketball, bringing it up across the timeline is Karn. Keithan Kern with it. They drop it inside Rudine. Ball deflected. It's loose. Picked up by Morningside. Winning the race to the ball that time was Miller. Morningside with it. 15 to shoot. Backing it out is Miller. Miller with the basketball. Drops it off for Nickel. Nickel layup. Good. Nickel with 15. Dort College leads 72-67. 11:19 remaining in the ballgame. Tyler Waltersdorf for the basketball out front. Tyler feeds it off to J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr in between the circles. J.D. on the left wing, comes back out front, Kyle. Kyle Lindbergh back over to Tyler. Tyler, free throw line, Franken. Franken right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, 12 to shoot for the defenders. Sumner back out front. Sumner gives it off Waltersdorf, 7 to shoot. Tyler with it. Tyler into the corner. J.D. Bohr, three, no good. Rebound, though, weak side, Lindbergh. Dort College will recycle the offense. J.D. Bohr missed that three. Lindbergh drives in. His shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. Coming up the floor with it is Miller. Miller to Rudine. Rudine at the top of the key. Rudine kicks it off O'Neill. O'Neill, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Here comes Dort College in transition. Franken will drive the lane, and it's taken away by O'Neill. O'Neill with a steal. Back we come the other way. O'Neill with the basketball. Rudine. Rudine into the corner. Miller. Miller back over to Rudine. Rudine, three, no good. But a foul called on the play against Lindbergh. They're going to call Lindbergh for the foul. They're going to award Rudine 3 points, and you may as well put the 3 points up on the board right now. He's a 91% free throw shooter. So Rudine will go to the charity stripe. He's got 9 points tonight. He missed it. So another free throw coming. I'd as much as given him the three. He's got another one coming. This one's up and good. So he makes one of two, and he's got another one coming. Rudine misses a free throw about every month. He's 186 of 205 coming into the game, so about two a month. Second free throw on the way for Rudine. He's got 10 points tonight, 72, and he missed that one. Unbelievable. 72-68. Well, he probably missed his quota for February and March there. With the basketball out front is Rindles. Rindles with it in between the circles halfway through the second half. Rindles goes right side Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner, Kachi. Kachi behind the back dribble. Head fake. Tries to dump it down low. Nickel comes up with it. Nickel gives it off to Karn. Keeping Karn with the basketball. Karn to Rudine. Rudine to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller gives it up O'Neill. Morningside trailing by four. They pass right side Karn, and Karn travels with it. Well, this one's going to be one of those white knucklers before it's all said and done. Rudine's going to catch a quick breather. He has not been getting much of a break here down the stretch for Morningside this season. I'll mark it down. He leaves with 9:39 remaining, and I'm going to bet he's back on the floor by the 8-minute mark. Rindles for the basketball for the defenders. Rindles goes right side Terp. Terpstra with it. Back over to Kachi. Dort College needs a bucket to right the ship. With it right side, it goes to Sumner. Sumner into the corner to Terpstra. Zone defense applied by Morningside. Sumner, three ball, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. I thought Brian Sumner had that one. It was short. Dort College inbounding Rindles. Rindles into the corner, Kachi. Kachi, Sumner, Sumner, Rindles. Rindles trying to split the defense. Crosses it over to Sumner. Sumner, they give it to Rindles. Rindles, jumper, 10-footer, good. I thought he got hit on the arm. No call made. Dort College leads 74-68. 9 minutes remaining in the game. With it in the right corner is Kern. Ethan Karn passes right side, gets the return pass out as Karn deep in the corner. O'Neill ball fake, nothing there. Comes back over to Kristen. Kristen looking over the top for Nickel. Instead, they stay on the perimeter. With the basketball on the right side is Miller. Miller's going to drive the lane, puts it up, short shot, good. Tanner Miller with 15. Dort College leads 74-70. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 74-70 our score. Dort College leading by four, 8:37 left to go in regulation. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC, by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Dort College with a four-point lead. I won't say they're enjoying it. Better to be up four than down four, though, I guess. There you go, glass half full. North College basketball, Rendles. Rendles with it out front. North College has 1 3-point bucket to their credit today. Beg your pardon, they've got two. Walthersdorf has one. Terpstra has one. Terpstra into the corner. Kachi. Kachi, the three, off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. 8-14 and counting. Morningside can cut into the lead. Kristen comes back to O'Neill. O'Neill, nothing there, and a hand check called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Sumner. For Brian, that is number two, I believe. Terpstra is out. 1-1 opportunity here for Steve O'Neill. 8:08 remaining in regulation. So O'Neill shooting a 1-1. He's 2-for-2 today. Make it 3-for-3. Tyler Walthersdorf is going to check back in for the defenders. Sumner will check out. North College with their original starting five on the floor. 74-71, North College by three. O'Neill's free throw off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walthersdorf. 74-71, North College up three. Rendles into the front court, 8 minutes remaining. Franken back over to Rendles. Rendles at the top of the key. North College leading by three. Pass at left side, Kachi. Kachi back to Rendles. Rendles tests the waters, tries to dump it down low, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be North College basketball. 7:48 left to go in the game. That's in regulation. We've seen one overtime already in this postseason. That was a win over Northwestern in the quarterfinal round. Pass left side, Kachi. Kachi, three ball, off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by O'Neill, and Kachi can't buy a bucket. Into the front court with the basketball is O'Neill. O'Neill to Kristen. Kristen comes right side, Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller, nothing there. Now we've got a hand check called on Austin Kachi. And the game getting tightened up a little bit in terms of the perimeter defense. Rudine back into the ballgame at the 7:29 mark, so he caught about a two-minute breather. 1-1 on the way for Tanner Miller. Miller, an 81% free throw shooter. He's got 15 points. He'll shoot a 1-1. Morningside nowhere near sending Dort College into the bonus yet. They've got four fouls. Miller makes the first one. He's got another one coming. 74-72 with another free throw coming for the Mustangs. This one's up, and it hangs on the rim and falls through. 74-73, North College by a point. Miller made both free throws. He's got 17 by my count. Morningside has gone to the zone. North College hasn't been able to solve it. Franken with the basketball out front. Right side, Rendles. Rendles, Kachi. Kachi with it at the top of the key. Austin with the basketball. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler, right side, Franken. Franken down to the baseline. Nothing there for Franken. Franken kicks it out. Walt. Walt, three ball. Got it. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point bucket by Tyler Walthersdorf. He's got 15. 77-73. Out front with it is O'Neill. 6:50 left to go in the contest. That's in regulation. Driving in is Miller. Miller, finger roll with the left hand. Kisses it off the glass. Good. Tanner Miller with 19. Dort College leads 77-75. Out front with it is Walthersdorf. Back over to Kachi. Still a zone by Morningside. Dort College needs to break the zone. They get it to Franken. Franken, three, missed it too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Morningside basketball coming up with it is Miller. Morningside can tie it with a two, take the lead with a three. Out front with the basketball. They give it up to Rudine. Rudine to Kristen. Kristen, three, no good. He flops to the ground. No call made. Here comes Dort College and Rendles. Rendles into the front court. 6 minutes remaining. Rendles throws it away. Intended for Kachi in the corner. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. .607 left to play in this contest. Dort College 77. Morningside 75. Fatigue starting to set in, it seems. Rudine down to the baseline. He throws it off of the back of the backboard. out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be North College basketball. So that went off of the bottom of the backboard. That's out of bounds. It'll be North College ball. North College leading by two, 77-75. Rendell's bringing it up. Nothing but nickels on the board. 5:55 left to go. Left side pass, it goes to Dalton Franken. Franken back over to Rendell's. Rendell's, Franken, Franken to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, slam, dunk! Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Danny Rudine gets called for the personal foul. Credit Franken with dumping it off to Lindbergh as they attack the zone from the middle. That's foul number two on Rudine. Free throw for Lindbergh is up and good. He got the friendly bounce. 80-75, North College leading. Morningside basketball, they'll try to answer. They've got two timeouts remaining. Left side pass, O'Neal. O'Neal, lob pass over the top. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North College and Sumner. Sumner on the help defense, taps it away. It will be Morningside basketball. Rudine to toss it in. Rudine, look for him to get the return pass. They get it to O'Neal. O'Neal with the basketball. Comes back to Miller. Miller, they're looking down low for Nickel. Nickel down on the baseline. Nickel's going to pull his way in. Shot is good. He's fouled. Rendell's has whistled for the personal. His third. And Kyle Nickel will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 80-77 our score. Nickel, 17 tonight. North College ended up with a bad matchup down low. Nickel, the right-handed free throw. The sophomore from Pella makes it. Nickel, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. North College leads 80-78. Into the front court with the basketball is Lindbergh. North College has five timeouts remaining. Comes right side over to Sumner. Sumner with it. Sumner, left side, Rendell's. Rendell's with it on the left wing. Rendell's, double-teamed. His shot won't go down. Rebound cleared by Kristen. Here comes Morningside. Morningside into the front court, down two. Miller with it at the free throw line. Nothing there, back to Rudine. Rudine guarded there by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it on the left side. They go to O'Neal. O'Neal, they set a ball screen. He'll shoot for the lead, and he hit it. Just a two, it's tied. I thought he was behind the three-point arc. He was not. 4:38 left to play in the game. North College calls a timeout. 80-80 our score. 4:38 left to go in the game. North College basketball when we resume play right after this. North College with Lindbergh, Denherter, Franken, Sumner, and Rendell's on the floor. Morningside countering with Kristen, Nickel, Rudine, Miller, and O'Neal. North College with the basketball, left side pass. Still a zone applied by Morningside. Into the corner it comes. Sumner, left side, Rendell's. Rendell's with it, looking middle of the floor, now baseline. Rendell's, Franken, Franken, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside, and the Mustangs come away with it. They get the defensive stop, one and done. Here come the Mustangs. Mustang basketball, Miller. Miller goes right side back to O'Neal. O'Neal with it on the right wing. O'Neal to Kristen. Kristen, Rudine. Rudine with the basketball. Rudine passes it left side to Miller. Miller with the basketball, Rudine. Rudine, O'Neal. O'Neal, three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Lindbergh. 3:49 left to go in the game. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Sumner, three ball, no. Rebound tapped by Franken, but a foul on the play called on the defenders and Dalton Franken. Franken has just picked up his fourth on the rebound. 3:41 left to go in the game. Morningside is in the bonus, and Danny Rudine will shoot two free throws. Morningside shooting for their first lead since first half, it appears. I thought they led briefly at the beginning of the second half, but they never took the lead, and now they do. 81-80, Morningside by one. Austin Kachi back into the game, four-door college. Rudine now 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Franken will check out. 81-80 our score. Another free throw on the way. Rudin missed it. 81-80, Morningside leads. 3:37 and counting. Dort College basketball, Morningside still in zone. It's been effective thus far. Why would you go away from it? Left side it goes to Kachi. Kachi out front, Rindles. Rindles back to Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. High post, Denherter. Denherter into the corner, Sumner. Sumner gives it up, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 9 to shoot for the defenders. Lindbergh, spin move. Nothing there, Sumner. 3 ball. No, in and out, halfway down, pops back out. It was all the way through the cylinder, it looked, and then it pops out. Morningside now with the basketball, up one. Dort College needs a stop. O'Neal with it, they give it to Nickel. Nickel might have traveled with it, no call made. Kyle Nickel with a two-point bucket. Looked like he shuffled his feet as he caught the ball. Morningside leads by 3. Dort College basketball, Rindles, right side, Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving in. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. He is fouled in the act of shooting. Foul called on Tanner Miller is his 4th. 2:37 remaining in the game. Wow, they're not going to give him shots on that play. I certainly thought Kyle Lindbergh was shooting. Okay. That falls under the aw shucks category. Foul called on the play now on Kristen on the inbounds play. That's foul number 3 on him. And Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Well, why Lindbergh was not awarded 2 shots there is beyond me. Dort College trying to trim it to 1. Free throw is up and good by Walt. Tyler Waltersdorf cuts it to a 2-point ball game, 83-81. Another free throw. 2:36 left to go in regulation. Can make it a 1-point ball game. And it's up and through. 83-82, Dort College down by 1. 2:36 remaining. Morningside basketball, O'Neal. I beg your pardon, this is Miller. Miller brings it up. Miller with it in between the circles. Goes left side to Kristen. Kristen back to Miller. Miller out front with the basketball. Miller guarded there by Sumner, and he's called for a carry. Carry called against Morningside. Dort College gets the ball back. 83-82, 2:15 remaining in the game. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Left side, Franken. Franken with the basketball back to Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key. Left side, Sumner. Sumner to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it on the deck. Dort College down a point. Rindles, kick out, Walt. Walt, see the 3? No. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. It was in there. It was halfway down again, and it pops out. 1:26 remaining in the game. Pardon me, 1:45 remaining in the game. 26 on the shot clock, now 20. Out front with it is Rudin. Morningside playing with the 1-point lead and the basketball. 13 seconds now. 1:32 on the game clock. Rudin, they're going to call a clear out for him. 7 seconds. They kick it into the corner, Kristen. Kristen out front, 3 on the way, missed it, no good. Long rebound, though, taken down by O'Neal. O'Neal with the basketball, back to Rudin, and Morningside will milk it again. 1:15 and counting, 26 seconds on the play clock. That's on the game, on the shot clock. Rudin out front, Morningside will wind the clock down. Out front with the basketball, they go to Miller. Miller to Rudin. Rudin crosses over, nothing there. Ball nearly deflected out by Rindles. 5 to shoot. O'Neal with the basketball. O'Neal will drive in, scoops it up, good. As the shot clock expired, he got the shot to go. Dort College trails 85-82. Morningside on defense. Dort College basketball, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Rindles. Rendell Sumner, three ball, tie it. 85 all. 85 to 85 our score. Dort College calls a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Brian Sumner has just tied it with a three ball. Now Morningside will have the basketball. Shot clock is off. 30.3 seconds remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. seconds remaining. Shot clock is off. Both teams are in the bonus. If Dort College commits a foul, it's a double bonus for Morningside. If Morningside commits a foul, it's a 1-1 for the defenders. Well, the other two between these two teams went down to the wire. Why would this one be any different? 85 to 85 our score. Brian Sumner answering with a three-pointer for the defenders. His second field goal of the game, he's got five. Morningside will have the basketball with 33.3 seconds remaining. Christian will inbound the basketball. Morningside will bring it up. Dort College with Waltersdorf, Frank, and Lindbergh, Sumner, and Rendell's on the floor. Morningside will walk it up with Miller. 29 seconds left. Miller across half court. Morningside has two timeouts left. Rudine out front. 20 seconds now. Rudine backs up to the center jump circle. 15 seconds. He's guarded by Lindbergh. They call a set play. Rudine directing traffic. Goes left side. Gets the return pass. Does Rudine. Rudine with it. Now back to O'Neal. O'Neal puts up the shot. It's good. 2.3 seconds left. Credit Steve O'Neal with hitting a shot with someone draped on him. And the Dort College defenders trail 87 to 85. Length of the floor to go. 2.3 seconds remaining. O'Neal with the dagger. Now it remains to be seen if Dort College can go the length of the floor and get a shot. 2.3 seconds remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. seconds remaining in this contest. It has been a tight, tense battle. Both teams had sizable leads in the first half. Dort College led by as many as 13. Morningside led by as many as 7. We have had several ties in this one at 57, 59, 80, and 85. Morningside, though, taking the lead on that bucket by Steve O'Neal. By my count, he's got 15 points. And now Dort College needs to go the length of the floor. Inbounding will be Tyler Waltersdorf. Kyle Nickel guards the inbounds pass. Waltersdorf gets it in to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh got it at midcourt. Dort College calls a timeout. And right now there's 1.3 on the clock. Dort College had told the officials that they wanted a timeout immediately. That was at the timeout. I saw Kyle Heemster go over and tell the officials, we want a timeout when we get the ball inbounded. Austin Kachi will check into the game. Now Dort College needs to come up with an inbounds play, and remains to be seen how much time they will have. They're going to reset they're going to put some time on the clock. I believe. Maybe they won't. And now there's 1.3 seconds on the clock. seconds remaining. Dort College will have it near midcourt. Rendles will be inbounding. Kachi, Waltersdorf, Lindbergh, and Franken on the floor. Dort College to toss it in just to my left. Dort College down 2-3, wins it. Play comes over the top. Lindbergh, shot, no good. And that's the ball game. 87-85. Morningside wins by two. Morningside is the postseason Great Plains Athletic Conference champion. Both teams advance to the NAI National Tournament beginning 1 week from tomorrow in Branson, Missouri. Let's take a break. Be back with more right after this. Tense battle. Morningside wins at 87-85. Dort College closes this portion of the season with a 28-5 mark. Morningside now 25-8. Morningside has won 10 games in a row. Dort College, three of their five losses this season have been at the hands of the Morningside Mustangs, and all three have been tense and tight battles. Dort College led by as many as 13 in the first half. They had it going at 52-39. Morningside, though, they came back and eventually tied it in the second half at 57-57. We were tied again at 59. Dort College pushed out to a six-point lead at 67-61 and 71-65, and led by as many as seven at 72-65. Morningside had an answer, though, eventually tying it at 80 with 4:38 left to go in the game. Took their first lead of the second half at the 3:37 mark at 81-80. Led by as many as three at 83-80 and again at 85-82. A Brian Sumner three-point basket with 30.3 seconds remaining, though, tied the game at 85-all. Then it was Steve O'Neill over high hands hitting a pull-up jumper on the left side to give Morningside their second straight win in dramatic fashion, defeating Dort College 87-85. Dort College passed the ball to midcourt, called a timeout, had a play on the inbounds pass, or on the inbounds play. As they threw it up towards the hoop, Kyle Lindbergh was unable to come down with it or get a clean shot, and the Mustangs hold on to win 87-85. Dort College was led unofficially by Kyle Lindbergh's 26 points, while the Mustangs were topped by my count by Tanner Miller with 21. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. Numbers look like this. Morningside 33 of 57 from the floor, 57.9%, 7 of 23. For 30.4% from the three-point line, 14 of 19 on free throws, 73.7%. For Dort College, 28 of 62 from the floor, 45.2%, 4 for 17 on threes, 23.5%, 25 of 34 from the free throw line, 73.5%. Dort College narrowly runs the rebounding battle, that is, 34 to 32. Turnovers, Morningside 13, Dort College with 7. Dort College was led by Kyle Lindbergh's 26 points. He was 9 of 15 from the floor, 8 of 12 on free throws. 18 points for Dalton Franken, 7 of 14 from the floor, 4 for 5 on free throws. 17 for Tyler Waltersdorf. 17 points for Tyler Waltersdorf. He was 4 of 8 from the floor, 2 for 4 on threes, and 7 of 10 from the free throw line. 16 points for Nathan Rindles. He was 5 for 9 from the floor and 6 of 7 on free throws. Morningside was led by Kyle Nickel with 20 points. He was 8 of 10 from the floor, 4 for 4 on free throws. He had 7 rebounds. 19 for Tanner Miller, 6 of 11 from the floor, 4 for 4 on free throws. 15 for Steve O'Neill, Danny Rudine with 11. Ryan Tettmeyer had 8. He left with an ankle injury after the first half of play. He did not play in the second half. 8 points for Bryce Cook. 4 for Shane Hennon, 2 for James Wright, for their total of 87. Kyle Lindbergh, another double-double tonight, 12 rebounds, 5 offensive, 7 defensive, 5 assists and 2 steals as well. 5 rebounds for Tyler Waltersdorf and Nathan Rindles, 4 for Dalton Franken. for Morningside. 7 rebounds for Steve O'Neill, 7 for Kyle Nickel, 5 for Danny Rudine, and 4 for Bryce Cook. 5 assists for Steve O'Neill. Nathan Rindles had 5 assists, matching Kyle Lindberg for game honors. Dalton Franken had 3. Kyle Lindberg had 2 steals. Dalton Franken had 1 steal. 87-85, our final. We'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders fall to the Morningside Mustangs in the GPAC title game, 87-85. Both teams advance on to the national tournament. And that is the one consolation here this evening. And Coach Ross Dalma, we expected a tense battle. We got a tense battle. 87-85 came down to a last shot. Morningside got it. Your team did not. And Morningside trips you up for the third time in as many tries this season.
Yeah, I thought we played well. I thought we played really hard, Mike. We felt going in that we would have to limit them to around 80 points to win. Didn't really want to get in a shootout with them early on. It was too fast-paced, and we made our run towards the, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 minute mark of the first half. We had the pace controlled a little bit. And then some things turned a little bit in the second half. Helped that we got them in foul trouble in the first half. The first half we got to the foul line. You know, I really believe that was the difference. We really, really owned the foul line. In the second half, we just didn't, attack well enough to get to the foul line. They were in foul trouble in the first half. Nickel had a sit. He came back and he was a presence, and that was a little bit of a problem for us handling some things inside. But it was a well played game. Thought both teams played well. Turnovers were low. We only committed 7 turnovers. Shot it fairly well. They're just an awfully good team right now. They have been since the middle of January, and they're just 2 points better than us tonight.
Your team, you got that run late in the first half. What were you doing well in that run that allowed you to build the double-digit lead at one point?
I think we were doing a good job, Mike, of handling some ball screens and, more importantly, stopping penetration. Thought in the second half they got into gaps on us a little bit. As a result, they went to the foul line a little bit more than we did in the second half, a lot more than we did in the second half, and we did do a real good job of keeping them in front of us. And I thought when they own... They owned the bonus early. I think it was 10-4, 10-5. That made it really difficult for us because our game is built on getting to the foul line. There's no doubt about it.
And they
flipped the script on us, really.
In the second half, you got that late three by Brian Sumner, tied it up. Morningside got the ball. O'Neill hits a tough shot, 2 point whatever seconds left. You get the ball to midcourt. You call a timeout. What do you want on that inbounds play at the end of the contest?
The last one, we got the shot. There was under 2 seconds to go, so a good catch and shoot. We were trying to drag Austin and Dalton off a couple screens and then throw into the rim with Kyle. And, Nate, I thought, made a really good pass on it. Kyle got 2 hands on it. He was just phenomenal tonight. Kyle really, really dug in and played like an All-American tonight. And that was really the play. The ball was up here by the scorer's table. That's just a long, long play. Would have been great to have an extra second or two, but that's what it is.
In the down the stretch, it was just hard to make shots tonight. And we move on from tonight, looking ahead to next week. What do you do between now and Monday? You're departing for Branson, I believe, early Monday morning. That's part of spring break. What do you do for the rest of the week?
Really stay in shape, or some cases get in better shape a little bit, and then nurse some injuries. Dalton's knee, of course, is something that we have to get as good as we possibly can before Branson, and then Austin's ankle would be obviously a key thing to heal. We just have to go into the national tournament as healthy as you possibly can, because as the games are played in such short sequences there.
Well, we head on from here. That's the bright spot, is this is not it. You've got hopefully a few more games remaining, but from here on out, it's do or die, national tournament time. We'll find out tomorrow where you're seated, who you're playing, all that good stuff, but I guess, not much to do for the next 24 hours other than wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, it's been good up to this point in time. We want to finish the year strong. If somebody said we'd be 28-5 in October, I think we would have taken it. That said, we're disappointed with the fact that we couldn't secure number 29 tonight. But it has been a tremendous season with these guys. And as we leave DeWitt here, it's disappointing that we couldn't pull out both the regular season and the conference title. That is few and far between. I think you shared some things with me yesterday on how often that happens, and it's rare.
Three times. So.
Yep, three times, and it would have been good to do that. But I know that we'll get ready and do whatever we possibly can and try to finish this year off strong. Really proud of this group, and I know we'll prepare well, and we're looking forward to tomorrow night to see where things are going to land next week.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. That's Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Once again, it's a final. Morningside 87, Dort College 85 in the GPAC Championship. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.